Everybody, this is Fourth and Long, and we are back again for the 2017 season. We are getting our podcast series kicked off for your pre-draft coverage. If you haven't already checked out our draft kit online, check us out, fourthandlong.net. You can see all these updates also on Twitter. Follow our Twitter account, fourth_long. I am here with my co-host tonight, with Ben. Ben, how's it going?
Good, how are you? Happy to be back. Looking forward to some football. Can't really tolerate the baseball season like I like the football season, so excited to be back.
Yeah, right as baseball's starting to get a little dry, football season's starting to kick off. Lots of training camp started today. We already got some injuries going on.
Got a scuffle in the Cowboys camp.
Oh, really? I did not hear about that.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter a few hours ago, but I think this was just a video. I couldn't tell exactly who it was.
That team's just a bomb right now.
Yeah, that team's – I don't like the Cowboys very much.
I don't think many people do.
America's team, baby. America's team.
Yeah, they got the Zeke thing right now. It seems like he's about to miss two games for sure.
The Lucky Whitehead
thing. That was so weird.
That was atrocious.
Let's not even
bother talking about that.
All right.
So, division previews today – the divisions we are doing, Joe, are?
We're going to look at the West divisions today, the NFC West and the AFC West. That's going to be our episodes for the next couple weeks. We'll be looking at the two divisions for each episode. So today we're going to start with the West divisions. I guess we can go ahead and jump right into the NFC West if you're okay with that, Ben.
Yeah, that works great. Definitely start with the NFC. I think there's a lot more to talk about in the AFC, so we should kind of get the NFC going, and then we'll move on to the meat in the AFC.
Yeah, the NFC West kind of got two duds.
Not much there from a fantasy perspective, in my opinion. But we can
start
with the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, all right, we can start with the Cardinals.
I mean, you have the number one, number two pick in the draft in David Johnson, PPR and standard. He's going to be a stud.
Yeah, agreed.
Larry Fitzgerald, still wide receiver two, good in PPR, good in standard.
And then you got John Brown sitting there, kind of a boom or bust kind of guy. You're not really sure what you're going to get out of him. Yeah, he's kind of the question mark there in that receiving core. And then after that, J.J. Nelson, that's the next guy.
It's not really something I want after. I don't even know if I want Larry Fitzgerald. Like, he's a great talent, but the only share I'd want of this offense is David Johnson.
That's my opinion, too.
Larry Fitzgerald, I'd take the flyer in guys like Dalvin Cook, Emmanuel Sanders, Martavius Bryant. His average draft pick, Stephon Diggs, I like too. Larry Fitzgerald's good, but I don't know if he just doesn't seem to perform sometimes. Don't get me wrong, he has games where he puts up a load of points, and he was the 11th best receiver last year. But I am hesitant. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's holding me back. Might be the age. I just don't know.
Yeah, from a value perspective, what were you going to say?
Value-wise, I just don't think I'm getting the best value there. I think Tyreek Hill has a little more boom potential. Don't get me wrong, one of the highest floors in the draft you'll find. Just the ceiling doesn't seem to be there as much as it used to be. The ages get into him, I think. I'm a huge Larry Fitzgerald fan. I just don't. I confidently don't know how high their ceiling is, but
yeah, and
do think David is great.
Yeah, and that passing game is one of the two unique cases, I think, in the NFL. The first case is Pittsburgh, and then the second case is Arizona, where you actually have two running backs, Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson, who actually are taking away volume from wide receivers. Like their catches are so high, their catching rate is so high that they're actually taking, like, it's actually a factor to consider when you're thinking about guys like Larry Fitzgerald or a Martavis Bryant or tight ends or a John Brown. I mean, you actually have to take that into account. I mean, there was that one game where David Johnson, I mean, he definitely led the team in catches in multiple games.
David Johnson said he wanted almost, I think he said he wanted 1,000 receiving yards at one point this year, like over the offseason. The guy is a freak out of the backfield, just absolute talent, blazing speed, great moves, great hands, plays all three downs. He gets the goal line. There's not much more to be said. Like, there really is, I'm a big fan. I'm a big believer. I've had two drafts so far where I've been able to choose my pick at where I want to go. And I've happily taken the two in both because I would love a share of Le'Veon Bell or David Johnson. I'm trying to get as much of those two as I can.
Yeah, because
I don't think Elliott's going to miss two games. Yeah, it's two games, whatever. But those two, I think, have just a step on Elliott.
It's because of their pass catching ability puts them over him. Because they're essentially
wide. And there's just something about their talent. Those guys really got it.
They're a little more finesse. I think Elliott's more of a, you know, kind of a trying to think of the word. He's more of like a tank, and then they're kind of more of like more finesse, more dazzle.
Le'Veon Bell literally can do it all. Le'Veon Bell is one of the – it will be the best back in the NFL for years.
Johnson, the best patience in the NFL.
I'm a little concerned of the hype. You know, last year he was supposed to be good and he really showed it. This year, can he do it again? But the way he was so good last year and just so dominant, and he doesn't have that same offensive line that the Cowboys and Steelers do, I don't think it's a mistake.
And remember, the team struggled last year, too. The team struggled, too, and he still shined.
Yeah, so I think they'll have a better season. I think he'll do well. Fitzgerald's fine, but nothing I'm freaking out about. Carson Palmer, again, nothing I'm ecstatic about. Like,
stay away from him, especially in the fourth round.
I'd rather – he's not going in the fourth round. I see 133.
I'm talking about our mock draft last season.
Oh, yeah, that was a joke by that kid. I'd rather have Phillip Rivers, Andy Dalton around that area. I honestly just wouldn't want a quarterback from around there. He's a backup quarterback in fantasy. He's nothing special. And they're tight ends.
No.
Nothing.
The age is getting to him up there for sure. Right now, actually, Steven Gostkowski is actually being drafted ahead of Carson Palmer.
All right. Well, that's another – I'm a big Johnson supporter, but shall we move on to the Rams?
Yeah, we can move on to the Rams. I think all you need to know about the Cardinals is, like you just said, David Johnson, he's number one in our PPR and standard rankings. And that's the main points of the Arizona Cardinals right there. Larry Fitzgerald, we like him. We don't love him. We're not really a fan of
value.
He's
fine. Don't go out of your way for him.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to L.A., where there is a fantasy wasteland.
I'll say two things. Todd Gurley is a talent. I watched him a ton at Georgia. I was a big fan. I don't see him being bad for back-to-back years. And I don't think Jared Goff will be terrible because I think he'll be like every other number one quarterback that's mediocre, like an Alex Smith of sorts. I have trouble passing on Gurley in the third round or fourth round if he's there. The one guy that I think if you play Dynasty, you should pick up for cheap as hell is
Robert.
Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp is so good. That little wide receiver, I'm pretty sure he went to Eastern Washington. He can absolutely play. 6'2", out of Eastern Washington. I can't remember his 40 time, but his 3-cone time was ridiculous. He's got talent. He's going to play. That wide receiver core is terrible. Robert Woods and Tavon Austin, Tavon Austin isn't even good at being a wide receiver. He's like a slot gadget guy. And Robert Woods has really never proved himself on the Browns. I'm just saying, Cooper Kupp is like somebody to watch out for. Todd Gurley is a little underrated.
I do like Robert Woods as a late-round flyer, though, I will say. He's definitely a deep threat where Tavon Austin isn't. And they have to throw down field sometimes. So, I mean, he's gonna get some type of volume, 20 yards deep downfield at some point. I get it. Still, Jared Goff, very, very raw quarterback. So they're going to be very, very conservative, especially when they have a back like Gurley. But Robert Woods, I think, is definitely a guy to at least keep your eye on. If you don't draft him, at least keep your eye on him throughout the waiver wires. And that same goes for Cooper Kupp as well.
I don't think otherwise this team really has any fantasy value.
Not really. It's kind of a
Goff
desert.
Goff might
and
be a dynasty appeal if he figures it out. You could maybe stack
him. I think he sucks. I think he's
an
idiot.
But I do agree. I think we've seen what we're going to see from Goff, really. I don't think.
I think it was one of the worst first picks in the draft ever. And the fact that they traded up for him makes it even worse.
I just don't. We'll see where it goes, but I don't see it.
I think he's stupid. Like, he doesn't understand playbooks. That's why he didn't start right off the bat. He didn't understand play calling.
I mean, like I just said, I there's not much to me here that I like.
A metaphor here.
I like Gurley, but like realistically, Gurley, I mean, he's going right around Marshawn Lynch and Lamar Miller. It's hard for me to justify taking him over Lamar Miller. I could see over Lynch because Lynch hasn't played in a while, and over Fournette. But I can't justify him going over Lamar Miller or DeAndre Hopkins. I don't. Some of the wide receivers, yes, I could take him over Jeffrey, maybe Cooks and Demaryius. Jordan Reed because that dude's always hurt. But there's a few guys. It's a tough one.
He's tough to take. He was just such a big bust last season. And I get it that, like, we've been talking about lately how, like, we think we should forgive Allen Robinson, forgive DeAndre Hopkins, but, man, was Todd Gurley bad last season.
I don't say it's similar to the quarterback issue that DeAndre had. Gurley just gets they have no choice but to
– I mean, he had a run against eight men every time.
They
probably have
no choice. If I was St. Louis and I was the head coach of the opposing team and my defense coordinator – didn't stack the box, I would be freaking out. I'd be like, you're telling me you're gonna have Gurley try and beat us instead of Goff trying to beat us. I'd much rather take the ball out of Gurley's hands, make them pass the ball. I mean, half the reason he wasn't that good is he'd get 20 carries. You look at his thing, he faced five or six men in the box about half as much as he did when he was a rookie. And there's only so many guys like Adrian Peterson that can take eight guys in the box and make it look like there's nobody in the box.
Plus, there could be some PPR appeal with him as well. You never know. Goff, I mean, new quarterback, Goff might favor the check down more often too, if you want to find a silver lining there.
I wouldn't be disappointed with him in the third, but I wouldn't be like going around bragging to my friends you let him fall to me in the third.
Oh, yeah, no. I wouldn't chase him in the second round at all either.
Another terrible fantasy offense and terrible fantasy defense, the 49ers.
Ew, let's just get through this.
I only like Pierre Garçon.
Because of the volume.
Yeah, and I only like him because of the volume. Let's get that clear right away. I only like Garçon because of the volume. Trent Taylor could be interesting, but as you look at the wide receivers, they have so many mediocre wide receivers. Pierre Garçon,
I still think – sorry, continue.
Pierre Garçon's easily going to be the best receiver, and they have to throw the ball because they will be down in the fourth quarter so often, just like the Rams. I mean, this team's going to be lucky to win five games. They're going to have to throw it. Somebody has to catch it. Hoyer isn't an awful quarterback. I think he'll be fine and, like, make the most of it. I mean, he's been good when he's healthy. I don't like any part of Carlos Hyde. I actually think Tim Hightower's not bad. I will say I think Tim Hightower, late-round flyer, you know.
He had a good career in New Orleans.
Yeah, he did
a good career in New Orleans.
I mean, that's my opinion. There's really, as we've probably said 10 times already, there's not much to say about another NFC West offense or defense. I mean, this defense is atrocious, too.
Yeah, I mean, Tim Hightower, looking at his stats from last season, I mean, he did what he could with what he had. I mean, he had only slightly over 100 carries, and he still managed to rattle off 550 yards and 4 touchdowns. I'd say that's pretty efficient.
Yeah, it's just not. It's just he's good. I hope they give him a chance because I think the Hyde days are kind of over.
We'll see with Hyde. He's still a top talent.
He's a talent, but it's another thing. It's another talent with no help, and this team isn't going to be ahead
true.
To run the clock out.
One other name to bring up that just pops out to me is Jeremy Curley, simply just because. I don't know. He's been a piece in this offense since his time in San Francisco started. I don't see why he doesn't get some targets this season. He's listed right now as the wide receiver 3, but I don't know. I wouldn't. He's a name to watch. I think he might be a waiver wire pickup midseason.
Yeah, I wouldn't
if
draft.
You're desperate. Oh no, don't draft him. But I think I mean looking ahead, keep him on
if
your
you have
radar.
Wide receiver injuries and troubles, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, okay, that might be it. I mean, we started this conversation with Pierre Garçon, and, like, I think
not many conversations you start with Pierre Garçon anymore that really end with, like, winning anything.
Yeah.
So let's get to the downright favorite of this division, the only team with fantasy appeal and much less any appeal besides the Cardinals, the Seattle Seahawks. That's an interesting team to me.
Yeah, I think it is too. A lot of good pieces on offense, but a terrible offensive line hinders that.
Not only that, but the running backs. You have Procise, I'm going worst to best, Rawls and Lacy. But how are they going to be used? Is Lacy going to be a 3-down back, 2-down back with Procise on the 3rd down? Are they getting rid of Rawls? I don't know how they're going to be used. And I can't trust Lacy with how he's been the past couple of years. And Rawls is an injury machine who's only been good for 1 year. I don't know.
It's definitely tough. And at the same thing, I don't know if any of these backs will be good because, once again, their offensive line is the dumpster fire.
Well, it's also one of those things where here at Fourth and Long, we're a huge volume type of group. We love volume. If you don't like volume, you're not made for us. Who the heck? You're not going to get volume when you have 3 backs like this.
Yeah, I would steer
no
clear.
Room for volume.
I'd steer clear of these running backs. I thought I had the situation figured out last year with Thomas Rawls. Went all in on him. I think I drafted him in the 3rd round. Felt really good about it. I ended up dropping him after like week 3.
You can take Adrian Peterson, C.J. Anderson, Gisley, Coleman, Theo Riddick, LeGarrette Blount, Paul Perkins, Robert Kelly, Doug Martin, all after Eddie Lacy's draft picks or draft position, and Danny Woodhead is right before. Same with Spencer Ware and Dalvin Cook. I'd much rather have all those guys.
Yeah, I agree. If there's anyone to draft here, it's C.J. Procise. He's in the 11th round. And I think he's going to be the 3rd down back. So there's in PPR, there's some appeal there. Yeah,
easily
so I think
the biggest PPR appeal.
If there's anyone to draft, I think it's Procise in that trio.
Oh, 100% agree. I will say Doug Baldwin, pretty good receiver, probably overdrafted though. Like, I'd rather have Sammy Watkins, Keenan Allen, Jarvis Landry, Golden Tate.
We're in agreement with that value.
But we won't go into that because not many people agree with us on that. That's my
opinion. Yeah,
take.
I don't know why. So many people
Everyone
so many
loves
people
him,
love
so
him.
We're going to just let you guys love him. We're telling you right now that we think he's overdrafted.
Buyer beware. Buyer beware right there. Take Keenan Allen
and
for
we're
sure.
We're going to tell you another guy that with the exact same result, Russell Wilson. I'd rather have Derek
Oh,
Carter.
My gosh.
I'd rather wait. I'd much rather wait on a quarterback, get a Mariota, get a Jameis Winston. Give me a few picks in the 5th and 6th round where I can build my team instead of taking Russell frickin' Wilson.
Hell, I'll take Danny Woodhead before I take Russell Wilson. Delanie Walker is being drafted after Russell Wilson. There's so much talent that you're missing out on here if you take Russell Wilson.
I think that Russell Wilson pick would really prohibit your team. Brandon Marshall has a chance to have a great year. Jamison Crowder.
You can wait a full round and a half potentially and get a Jameis Winston or Kirk Cousins or Marcus Mariota.
Martavius Bryant is going right around there, and he has a chance to be one of the best receivers in the NFL. You could get Derek Carr a few rounds later. I mean, you could get Kirk Cousins a long time later, and I think they air it out like hell over there. But, yeah. So, my MVP for this division, easy, no questions asked, David Johnson.
Yeah.
My rookie of the year for this division is going to be Cooper Kupp from the Los Angeles Rams. My sleeper from this division will be Tim Hightower in the 49ers system. And my bust from this division will be Carlos Hyde from the 49ers.
Your bust is Carlos Hyde. Okay, interesting. So we're in agreement on pretty much everything except I still think Todd Gurley's going to be I think he busts again this year.
All right, so you have Johnson, Cooper Kupp, Tim Hightower, and Gurley?
Yeah. I mean, there's not much other rookie buzz in this division, to be honest.
No, there's really not. I mean, defensively, Solomon Thomas could maybe bring a little to the 49ers. But otherwise, no, not much for the rookies.
Actually, I'm switching up my bust. Not Todd Gurley. I'm going to go with Russell Wilson. I think he's a bust. I think he has injury issues again because, once again, no offensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, he got beat up last season. He got beat up.
Oh, Jimmy Graham in Seattle, middle-of-the-road tight end. Fine if you take him. That's my
Yeah, team. Very, very middle of the road. They've started to utilize him a little more, so I'm not as low on him as I used to be.
Yeah. No, he's fine. He's, like, literally fine. So the AFC West, which will be much more exciting.
Much more exciting division.
Who do you like to start with? The Broncos, maybe?
Yeah, we can go to Denver.
All right. This is quite the roster, if I've ever seen one.
There's a lot of uncertainty here still.
First things I'm going to say is if you're in a dynasty, stash Jake Butt.
Yes, he's going to be great if he stays healthy.
I mean, he's on IR right now, but stash him.
I felt so bad for that guy when he went down in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah. This running back situation is almost as interesting as their quarterback situation.
The running back situation is interesting now with the Devontae Booker injury.
And Jamaal Charles.
Yeah, and Jamaal Charles being in the mix. I think Jamaal Charles overtakes this backfield by the end of the season if he stays healthy.
If he's healthy, I don't see how he doesn't. But the thing is, people forget that C.J. Anderson was a tank last year before he also got hurt.
That is very true. They like C.J. Anderson. They paid him. They gave him a fat extension last season.
Well, they paid him, and he also paid off. He was unreal last year at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, he had the volume. He had the stats.
The thing that I'll say is the volume probably he's going to lose.
Yeah, because Booker
He's not going to get his 20, 16 touches that he had all last year. I mean, he only played 7 weeks. But that meniscus injury, man.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one for a running back.
Charles have it. I don't know. It's a backfield. I don't want – they're great running backs, all three of them. I just don't – I'd take Anderson, but if I'm taking him, I'm taking Charles. I can't not. But
yeah, I have to go for Charles. I mean, I've seen too much good out of him to not take him. I mean, he's a great pass catching back as well.
That's what I'll say. Unlike the Eddie Lacy Rawls thing, is Charles and Anderson, one of them will become the three down back. It seems like, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to be Booker.
Like, those two are just too talented to lose the job fully to one of the – like, the other – or, like, to – they will be fantasy relevant, but you need both of them. It's sort of like Atlanta, where both are going to be fantasy relevant, I think.
Yeah, I believe it. From a value perspective, Charles, where is he drafting? Where is he being drafted?
Like 127.
That's pretty good value, I'd say. Like, a low floor, but high ceiling right there.
Yeah, you can't argue it.
And being around, like, a bunch of guys that probably have lower ceilings than him, I think he's worth the chance.
Yeah, definitely. Tight end, I ignore. Even quarterback, I think, is pretty irrelevant, especially in
it's an interesting story. It's an interesting story, Simeon
it's
or
a
Lynn.
It's a great camp battle, but in fantasy, it's nothing.
Yeah, because they're not doing anything. But the receivers they're throwing to carry some weight.
Oh, 100%. Emmanuel Sanders, good. Demaryius Thomas, maybe a little overdrafted. Still good.
Demaryius Thomas.
I'd be happy with either of them on my team. I would much rather have a Brandon Cooks with a Tom Brady throwing to him than Demaryius, probably. Emmanuel, I actually think, gives some great value. Might be a Tyreek Hill, Martavius Bryant kind of guy. Real big fan of Martavius Bryant. I know you're not a Steelers fan guy, as being a Ravens fan, but that dude's a freak.
Yeah, he just a little asterisk there. He still hasn't been reinstated yet.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw a report. I just saw the Steelers tweet that today. He still has not been reinstated. And he's got beef with Big Ben.
That's a notable thing. He's just too talented, I think, in my opinion.
But he's also an idiot, and we saw what happened when what happens to talented idiots. Just ask Josh Gordon.
Yeah. God, was he good.
Yeah, he was so good. And I'm so happy he was on my roster during that. But that's a whole other story. But Emmanuel Sanders, great value there as well.
Yeah,
I think
good value.
I think I'd rather be looking to draft Sanders than Demaryius Thomas, just because
Sanders
we've seen Demaryius
have a great PPR value.
Yeah, and that's why I like him. I have a PPR league, and I had him last year in that league, and he was very consistent. He was a great wide receiver too. Like, he was just very consistent. I could always count on him to get at least 5 or 6 catches every game. Demaryius Thomas, on the other hand, I mean, his hands aren't as sure as Emmanuel Sanders are, but at the same time, Demaryius Thomas does have a higher ceiling.
I think they're both good. I think they're both worth having on your team. You can't really go wrong. It's how it is. They're both good in value. I mean, there's guys I'd take them over. That's who they are as players. They're nothing superstardom. They're nothing, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, the only thing that might make me keep them away at an arm's distance from me is the fact it's just the Simeon Lynch battle. Because neither of those guys are really fantastic quarterbacks. That's the only thing that concerns me, is how they're going to deal with that. Because
I think they're both very capable. I don't think we're looking at a Tom Savage situation out there with DeAndre Hopkins, where about their quarterback. These guys, we saw Simeon the whole year last year. You know, like the guy.
Before he got injured, he was great.
Yeah, the guy had a full season and he was fine. Emmanuel Sanders finished 21 in wide receivers, and Demaryius Thomas finished 16. So you're getting top 20 receivers, and you know they've done that once with him. So it's not like you're like hoping or praying they're easy. You know what you're going to get. Like, you know that they've done this. You know there's a good high floor. There's not a huge ceiling, but it's a powerful offense that, like, loves to throw the ball. Good defense as well, obviously.
Yeah, definitely a defense you want to look for if you're into drafting defenses. I am not into drafting defenses, but if you're into drafting defenses, they're definitely a defense you want to look for in the last 4 rounds or so, I'd say.
Yep. Go ahead.
We can move right along. I was going to say to Kansas City.
Yep. Few comments here. Not touching Alex Smith, but really excited to see Patrick Mahomes soon, in a few years maybe. Dynasty people, I'd stash him. I think he's got a cannon. As an Indiana fan, Devine Redding is their, like, fourth-string running back behind Ware, Kareem Hunt, C.J. Spiller, Derek West, then it's Devon Redding. So he might be fifth string, actually.
That is not where he ended up.
Yeah. Oh, he's
oh
got
my
Noah.
God. Five-second tangent. That guy's a joke.
Well, especially when you line him up with Kareem Hunt, Spencer Ware, and C.J. Spiller, if Spiller's healthy.
Hey, if they're ever inside the five, though, Devine Redding's got it. It's got great red zone efficiency.
Another dynasty option, Kareem Hunt's a good stash. You never know what Spencer Ware is going to do.
Yeah, I actually like Spencer Ware. I wouldn't mind him. I wouldn't mind drafting him at his
value. I think he's got great value.
Yeah, right at his value, I would not mind drafting him. I think he's exactly where he needs to be.
He's going in the late 20s, and last year he was running back 17, and he got hurt a few times. They gave him the ball a bunch. I don't see what, like...
It's a conservative offense that likes to feed their back.
I think he's good. He just needs to fend off Kareem Hunt. If Kareem Hunt maybe takes third down because he's a good pass-catching back. He's got some speed. The best tight end that isn't named Rob Gronkowski, Travis Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey's a beast. You could make a case for him as number one if Gronk ever got hurt.
No, you can't.
I know you love Gronk, but if Gronk got
hurt,
which is very...
Your only case is hoping Gronk gets hurt.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I started off the phrase with.
That's not a case. Injuries can happen to anyone. Yes, some are more consistent than others, but...
Well, I'm saying. I think Kelsey would be a safer option because he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, and if Kelsey does get hurt, and I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong, Kelsey's fantastic, but when Gronk played games, we don't need to get started on his 15, 29, 19, 21, and 8 back-to-back games. Like, that's a RB1 type of production.
Yeah, I'm not denying you. I'm just stating my opinion.
Okay. I'm a huge Travis Kelsey supporter, though. The only issue I have is that in those 40s, there are some good, like, there are some other good guys. Keenan Allen, Golden Tate. Those are some huge PPR studs right there. Sammy Watkins, I'm kind of high on now. Terrell Pryor, Allen Robinson. Those are guys that, like, yeah, you know what you're getting with Kelsey, but some of those guys can be high-end wide receivers right there.
Yeah, I wouldn't really reach for Kelsey unless there was – unless, like, it gets to that point in the draft where, like, there's just no one I like and he's there, I would take him.
Yeah, no, I agree. Wide receiver-wise, I think we only have Tyreek Hill.
That's pretty much it. They don't throw the ball very much.
No, and he's honestly more, not just because he's a wide receiver, but because he does it all with all the screen plays and, like, the wildcat and the runs and the kick returns and punt returns.
No, you're picking up Tyreek Hill because you're praying that he's going to rip off a bubble screen for 90 yards.
Yeah, you're not picking Tyreek Hill because he's one of the guys in the fourth and long that I'm a fan of, but I will say confidently he's not a fan. I'm not a fan because he's volume.
He's not going to get a lot of catches.
4 to 5 catches, one or two games he had 9 and 10. But the guy rips off these ridiculous carries and just, like, he turns nothing into something. When it's not – if you're playing standard, he's even better because he tends to have a lot of yards from these plays.
Yeah,
he might
standard –
get a few games where he has these all-purpose touchdowns, a kick return or a punt return. For how he came on and ended his season last year, I would not be opposed to taking him. I mean,
yeah, and
that's a good talent.
I mean, and then you look at this, you go down the line with these wide receivers, there's really no one. The only name that sticks out to me, just because I'm a Big Ten guy, is I see Jehu Chesson there. I mean, he was pretty good at Michigan. Maybe we'll see maybe if he can rise to the ranks, because there's not really much there.
I mean, there's not much here for even good wide receivers. When Dwayne Bowe was here and half decent and Jeremy Maclin was here, there's still nothing because it's just the way the offense is. It's a running back-based offense with short passes, while Kelsey
West Coast,
thrives.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be a fantastic defense, though, if you're looking for a defense for the whole season.
Good defense, not only because the Chiefs just don't they just don't give up a lot of points because they control the ball for a lot of the game too.
Oh yeah, no, they're an all around good defense. You got Tom Bahale, Derek Johnson, Peters is going to get you some picks, and then Hill probably should get you a one or two touchdowns this year.
Marcus Peters is a stud.
Yeah. Oh, one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, no questions asked.
And when he intercepts the ball, there's always a chance he can take it back to
Oh
the
yeah,
house and get
Eric
you a good
Berry
6 points.
too. Don't get that guy. Freak.
Yeah, they're all great players. Definitely a talented defense to take too. Unfortunately, the offense is a little bland.
They
So
still
nothing.
will do have a good season, I think.
Yeah, I think they'll have a good season. Yeah, the only really guy that I'd target in drafts though is Spencer Ware.
Yeah, if Tyreek Hill's there, he could be an interesting guy, but I wouldn't reach. Same with Travis
Yeah.
Kelce. Those aren't guys I reach on, but if they fall to you and it's open and your team has a good need or fit for them, go for it.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong, Travis Kelce, easily top three tight end.
Oh, top two. Yeah,
I'm
top
just
two.
not the biggest fan of taking top tight ends.
Yeah, I just think you should build your core positions there.
Yeah, I think those are more important.
All right. Well, to the Los Angeles, not San Diego this year.
Ugh, what a joke.
Yeah, it's all right. Philip Rivers will still have his bolo tie, hopefully.
Yeah, and all 20,000 people at that crap stadium will get to see it.
Yeah. So, this is an interesting team, I think. It's got a
Well,
decent offensive line. I think Forrest Lamp was a good addition. I don't know what's going on with Mike Williams and his season-ending injury, but either way, I'm not buying any stock in Mike Williams until Keenan Allen
no.
gets hurt again. Because Keenan Allen, in my opinion, is an absolute stud. I do not care about injury history that much, as Joe stated with Rob Gronkowski. I don't care about the guy's injury history until he gets hurt again, because I was told that multiple times with guys like DeMarco, and then he played 16 or 14 games for me. And same with Gronk. And I've had him one of his more full seasons.
Yeah,
I had Keenan
that's
Allen last year for his six catches in the first half of the first game before he got hurt. That was unreal. 60 yards, he had 12 points in PPR before the first half was even over.
I had
I'll
him as well.
happily
He was
take
one
that
of our
again.
highest rated wide receivers last season. So nothing's really changed between the off season except now there's less competition for volume. He's still got the rapport with Philip Rivers. So I'm not really sure when you really think about it. I'm not really sure why this guy's stock dropped so much. He's still 25. He's in his prime. I'm not sure why this guy's stock dropped all the way below Dez Bryant and Amari Cooper.
Travis Benjamin and Tyrell Williams are great wide receivers. Like, they're good. Like, they'll get the job done. But if you're telling me you're going to let Keenan Allen
Go to
fall
the
at
fourth.
45 because you'd rather take Isaiah Crowell, Greg Olsen, Michael Crabtree, Carlos Hyde, you must have not watched this man. Like, my God, Keenan Allen can absolutely ball.
Yeah, I'm
6'2",
reaching in the third round.
211. The guy has been playing out of his mind since he left California. There's no reason, there's just no reason to pass on this guy. If he stays
No, I
healthy,
like him.
yes, I know it's an if. He might catch 100 balls.
And gotta remember, I mean, everyone's high on Melvin Gordon this year, so they're expecting to have a healthy running game too. That'll help feed that explosive offense that Philip Rivers loves to run. Philip Rivers, he loves to gun it. He loves to gun it.
Looking back at
Keenan
his
and Keenan.
stats, rookie year, guy had 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns. He didn't have a great second year. Third year, the guy had 700 receiving yards, 4 touchdowns, and 67 receptions in 8 games. That's mind-boggling. Yes, he only played 8 games, but that is mind-boggling. That's almost like 8 or 9 catches a game with a little under 100 yards a game and a touchdown every two. Please, I'll take him in the fourth round, third round, happily. You guys can tell me I'm overdrafting him. I don't care. He is
Yeah,
so good.
I'll draft him ahead of Doug Baldwin easily.
All right, let's stop making everyone listen to Keenan Allen, and we'll move on to Antonio Gates and Rivers and Gordon.
Yeah, that tight end position's interesting. I feel like
Redraft,
it's
I'm
the
not a
Hunter
fan of
Henry show.
Dynasty. I'm a fan of Hunter Henry.
Yeah, I think Hunter Henry's the guy. He's 22. Antonio Gates is 37. Hunter Henry was good, and Phillip Rivers. I mean, it doesn't really seem to matter who's in there. Phillip Rivers is going to throw to the tight end,
Yeah.
especially in the red zone.
I think Gordon's going to be talented. I agree. I do think the tight ends are good. Like I said, redraft, I'm not really sure, but Dynasty, I'll happily take Henry. I think Gordon's going to be interesting this year. I think he's a little overhyped because I feel like there's all a lot of touchdown base. Yes, he had a game with 196 yards, but he only
It
rushed over
was a
100
case,
yards
yeah.
three
If you
times.
watched his games, a lot of his like stat stuffing games were results of just chance.
Well, he also only rushed over 100 yards three times. It hurts end the
That see
season.
that's troubling. That's troubling.
He had games. There was a streak, 57 yards, 35 yards, 36, 69, 60, 70, 70. A lot of these games were saved by touchdowns. And a lot of that season was saved by Woodhead not being there, which he isn't again, yes, but I'm taking Devonta Freeman. I'm taking DeMarco Murray. I'm taking Jordan Howard. I might even be taking Jay Ajayi.
I don't know if I take Jay Ajayi, but I take all of those other guys before him.
Yeah, Jay Ajayi, you're right, might be a stretch. But Howard, Murray, and Freeman, easy. I'd probably go with a wide receiver like T.Y. Hilton first, actually.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then the rest of the wide receivers, Travis Benjamin and Dontrell Inman and Tyrell
All
Williams,
good
they're all, I
flyers.
mean, all good flyers. I think Tyrell Williams has the advantage over those other two.
Yeah, he's got that big play.
Yeah, he's got the big playability. I think he's the most talented. Travis Benjamin is the most experienced player, of course.
I like Phillip Rivers as a late quarterback.
Yeah, I think he's a good flyer. If you're one of those guys that really wait, he's definitely a starter.
Yeah, I mean he will be your best one of the best bench quarterbacks in your league or the worst starting quarterback in your league. He's that guy.
Yeah, and
He's
having
gonna
the
be the
worst
worst
starting
starting
quarterback
quarterback on a
isn't.
decent team.
Yeah, having the worst starting quarterback in your league is not a bad thing.
I mean, if Keenan Allen stays healthy, they'll have a good offense this year.
Yeah, I
Especially if Mike
100% agree
Williams
with
is
that.
good. I actually think this defense is a little underrated. I think Bosa is pretty good.
Bosa's really good. He had a
Melvin
great
Ingram's not
season.
bad. Jason Verrett's not terrible. I just think it's an okay defense. No, addition of Desmond King.
I mean, Melvin Ingram's been there for a while. He's been their center guy for a while. He's been kind of their anchor. They have a good secondary. Casey Hayward's a shutdown corner. Oh.
They're good.
Jason Verrett is too, yeah, when he's
Yeah, no,
healthy.
he's good.
So,
All
yeah,
right,
we'll see with
well, to
them.
the most exciting team of the season last year, in my opinion, until Connor Cook had to play in the playoff game.
That was so sad. That's such a sad
The
way to end
Oakland
their great
Raiders,
year.
led by Jack Del Rio, Derek Cook, Michael Crabtree, and Amari Cooper. Additions of Marshawn Lynch, Jared Cook, and Cordarrelle Patterson. What a kick returner he is, actually. He's pretty good, actually.
Yeah,
It's
just failed as a
quite
wide
an interesting
receiver.
team, if you ask me. Good defense. We'll start there. Good defense. Sean Smith, Khalil Mack, Mario Edwards, Bruce Irvin. Good defense.
They'll get you sacks.
They're gonna do exactly what you want.
Yeah, they'll get you sacks with your points, so you can't complain with that. Derek Carr, I think, is being a little underdrafted, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
But I get it. I get it with the leg injury. But I mean, the
No,
dude's young.
I do. It makes sense. When you get an injury like that, you don't just bounce back necessarily.
But I'm sorry, but Andrew Luck has dealt with 10 times more worse and career-threatening injuries, and he's still being drafted a full round in front of Derek
With a
Carr.
much worse offensive line and only one good receiver, not
Like,
two.
please explain to me drafters' logic behind that. Andrew Luck
Yeah.
is. I don't get it. I don't get it.
No, doesn't make sense to me.
I guess
Big fan
Derek
of
Carr is a
Amari
smaller
Cooper.
sample size. Yeah, I like Amari Cooper. I think he might be a little overvalued. I'd take him if he slid to me.
Yeah, I'd take him over Alshon. Wouldn't necessarily take him over a Hopkins, Cooks, or Thomas, probably.
No.
Crabtree, again, might be a little overvalued. I'd probably take Golden Tate, Keenan Allen. Pryor, Robinson, or Adams, maybe even Sanders, then him right before that Fitzgerald Hill area.
You mentioned Crabtree, and he's kind of the reason that I'm slow to pull the trigger on Amari Cooper. Because Crabtree
they're both too good for each other, and there's just not enough room.
It's great for the team, but Michael Crabtree definitely stole a little bit of Cooper's thunder last season.
Yeah. No, he definitely did. I don't like Jared Cook. The guy's been overvalued in every league, every year.
Yeah.
St. Louis to Green Bay to here.
And Oakland doesn't – I mean, Derek Carr doesn't have a history of throwing to the tight ends that often.
We were on the Clive Walford train last year until we realized
that was so disappointing.
Like everyone else. We're like, oh, Clive. No.
Clive's
just not
still there.
He's still there. That's what I'm saying. It's just not a train you need to be on. There's no point.
No.
But
we can skip that.
Yeah, we can just skip the tight ends and go to what everybody has been talking
about. The backfield.
Am I wrong to say Jalen Richard's the most exciting name in this backfield?
I mean, you're not wrong, but I still think, you know, Beast Mode is. But Jalen Richard is interesting because of his PPR appeal.
Obviously, and I'll say it again, obviously, Marshawn's the most exciting. We're all looking to see how he does, yada, yada, yada. He's a talent like hell, but Jalen Richard and DeAndre Washington were good.
They're both young, quality backs, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were in line to be the starter when Latavius left and before.
And they were 100% okay with that. They were completely okay with letting Murray walk and rolling with Richard and Washington. And I think because of this, in almost every rankings, including ours, Washington and Richard are literally ranked just back to back every single time. PPR standard, like ranked right back to back. Because I don't think anyone really knows exactly how.
Nobody's drafting them in ESPN though. Their ESPN draft is so low. It is just so low.
I think Richard's worth the flyer. I think Richard is definitely worth a flyer.
They're worth the flyer. They're easily worth dynasty picks.
Because Lynch is only going to be there for a year.
Marshawn is
going to
be the three down back. For the most part, probably won't. He'll be the goal line back, no questions asked. He has a great line. I think he's an easy RB2 for sure. Once he gets his feet under him preseason and training camp, he'll be great. It's just an interesting backfield to me because they were happy with Jalen Richard and DeAndre Washington.
Yeah, so they'll still get
relatively
some usage.
Decent years. Like
they'll
for
still
the
get some usage.
Times they got to touch the ball. I mean,
I agree.
DeAndre Washington had the last three games. 5 carries for 23 yards, 12 carries for 99 yards and 2 touchdowns, and 7 carries for 43 yards. That's good. These guys are great. I think that I disagree with ESPN and how low they're ranked. I think they're both got, like, change of pace capabilities. And, I mean, when you haven't played football for a year, there's an injury chance. Like, if you're drafting Marshawn Lynch, I think you have to take these guys. Don't get me wrong. We're not saying Marshawn Lynch isn't the starter, isn't clearly the three down back, most likely, isn't obviously the goal line back. Clearly he's an RB2, possibly an RB1. He's a good talent that you're going to get early. But you just have to make sure you get these other guys because you're taking a guy who hasn't played football in a few years.
Yeah, and the biggest thing to consider when you're looking at all three of these backs is they're running behind a fat offensive line.
Oh, dude, that offensive line.
Big old fat offensive line.
That is one
that just bullies
good
people.
Offensive line.
They've
that
invested
might be the best line
so much money.
Year.
They've invested so much money into this line, and it's paid off. And you're going to see it this year with all
is
three of these backs.
Still there? No,
yes,
he's not.
He's still there.
Is oh,
he
yeah,
not?
Yes, he is. He was
yeah,
so
he
good.
He's very good.
Oh, my God. That team, that left side is so big.
I know. Assembly was
Cook's
former Raven.
I mean, Carr's blindside. Wow. But, I think Lynch will be good. I maybe take him in the third round if he's there. It's tough for me. I think it depends what you did in the first two rounds. If you want running back, wide receiver, running back, wide receiver. I think it's all a personal preference on how you want to build your team. I think there's hope for him. I think there's a future. Like, like in the season, but it's just an interesting thing that I really, it's interesting. That's about as much as I got to say. Like, he's got a great offensive line, a good quarterback. I don't really know what else to say.
I'm taking as many shares in this offense as I can. That's for sure. If the cards fall right, this is definitely an offense I want a piece of.
Yeah,
I think
no,
it's going to have an explosive
agree.
Year.
Definitely agree. However, I probably have a different MVP than most for this division. My MVP will be, as I've ran my mouth for hours earlier, it felt like, Keenan Allen. I'm all aboard this train, hook, line, and sinker. I bought my ticket both ways. So Keenan Allen's my MVP. Keenan Allen will be my sleeper. My rookie of the year has to be Kareem Hunt. I don't really see anyone else doing anything and like that great, you know? There's just not much going on like that you can really say like, oh, there's a rookie of the year here. And then my bust will be Melvin Gordon.
I knew that was going to be your bust.
It's not going to be the worth your first round pick.
You've been on his case since last season.
I did. He didn't have those touchdowns. My case would have been proved so much.
Side note, you know who's on the Chargers?
Who?
Mitchell Page.
No way.
Yeah.
Really? That's
yeah.
Not going to last long.
FYI, people, Mitchell Page is the tiniest wide receiver you'll ever see. He played for
He's not Rangers. Awful. He's not bad, actually.
He wasn't terrible. He was not terrible at Indiana. Great walk-on. Great walk-on for you. For those
I wouldn't be
that
surprised
who
if
we're
he made the
about.
Team. But,
I'll be cheering for him.
Yeah. I hope he makes it. I don't think he'll last long. But, yeah, so your MVP, sleeper, and bust?
My MVP, I think I'm going to go with Derek Carr. I think he's going to back up. He's gonna back up his cash. Like he just seems like that. He just seems like that type of guy that like he wants to. And I think there's a sense of urgency in Oakland as well to win a Super Bowl this year or next year before they bolt off. So I think Derek Carr is all in this season. I really like the guy. I think he's gonna have a great year. And I think he's gonna show those idiots that are drafting Andrew Luck in front of him what's up. My sleeper. Well, I'll go ahead. I'll agree with you on rookie of the year because once again, without Mike Williams, there's really no other rookie generating any buzz whatsoever.
Yeah, I can't say he's the rookie of the year with all the health issues going on right now. We don't know if he's gonna play.
And then for sleeper, I'll go with Jalen Richard. We raved about him for a good 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna be a good guy because again, I think with these. Like, this class of running backs, Marshawn Lynch, Adrian Peterson, these guys that are, like, in their early 30s, I think this year, like, this year, next year, they're literally just going to run themselves into the ground and then be done. Like, they're just going to – this is it. Like, they're on empty, and they're just going to push it for as long as it goes, and then that's it.
This has to be Marshawn's last year. I mean, not to get us started back on while we're almost done, but the guy's only coming back because they're leaving Oakland. He's not coming back because he wants to really be back.
No, he just wants to play in Oakland.
I can't imagine he's actually back for any more of a reason than, like you said, get a championship for Oakland before they leave. And, I mean, he's from Oakland. I think that's my reasoning for why he's back. I could be wrong. I'm not Marshawn Lynch. But I don't think he stays when they go to Vegas. I think this is it.
Yeah, oh, no, he's not going to Vegas. Him in Vegas? Oh, my God. That would just not work out.
My favorite player from the AFC for the season is easily Keenan Allen, as you all heard me rant. And my favorite player from the NFC West is, I mean, I guess there's not much to choose from, but David Johnson. I'd say watch out for Cooper Kupp. That's my theory.
Okay. All right. Good takes. So that was our first episode covering our first episode in our quest to cover all the divisions before your draft days start up. So that means we got at least three more episodes covering divisions. next week we'll look to cover the North divisions. Hopefully we get to look at my Baltimore Ravens and Ben's Chicago Bears.
Trubisky time, before, baby.
Trubisky time. Oh my gosh. So yeah, we will see how that goes. We look forward to that. Once again, this episode will be uploaded onto our website. You can also check it out on iTunes by subscribing to us. Our website, once again, fourthandlong.net. Check out all these updates again on Twitter, @fourth_long. Again, look alive for some new articles coming out from our new writer, Tyler Olson, and Ben.
Colin Inma.
Colin Inma. We got two new writers that we just took on this week. Really excited about it. Definitely give their articles a read when they get them out there. Great fantasy minds. Really great fantasy mind. Tyler Olson, a good an OG member of the Fantasy Life app. If you haven't checked that app out, it's a great app too. Created by people and Matthew Berry. Yeah, so that's about it from me, Ben.
Always go for it. Good luck in your draft. We'll hope you check in. And are back for the North episode, South and East.
All right, cool. Remember, people always go for it. Enjoy your weekend. Goodbye.